If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Welcome to you. I am your host, Danielle Sachs, and every single week, I am excited, motivated to inspire you and to help you to actually really, truly move from stress, from chronic stress, from whatever situation that you are stuck in, from that feeling of being stuck, sitting in a vicious cycle and not being able to shift out of it. And I'm here to motivate you and to make you believe in yourself and know that there is a way out. And every single week, I have these amazing experts that help me to motivate you and to inspire you. And I always love these conversations. I am doing this show now for over 2 years, and there hasn't been a week that I thought, oh no, do I have to interview another person? No, it's always for me such an honor almost to interview these beautiful souls, most of them really great experts in what they do. And today is not less, because today I'm talking to Rachel Sacerdoti. And Rachel is not just a qualified personal trainer, but she also has a degree in psychology. And she is a mother of three, just like me. And she founded It's So Simple, which is a wellness method focusing on quite a few core pillars, four of them, I believe: fitness, nutrition, community, and accountability. Now, I certainly want to talk to Rachel about her own amazing transformation, because that's what makes us the experts in what we do. I'm sure that before the foundation of It's So Simple, she went through her own transformation so that she experienced herself what it is to go from being stuck to the transformation that has brought in today. And so she believes that a combination of mindset, right exercise, well-thought-out nutrition is the formula for long-lasting habit-changing results. Now, you and I, we both know that there are so many things out there to get amazing, long-lasting, life-changing results. There are many strategies out there. But I believe that you need to do the work, that it is important that it feels right for you. The method that you are going to apply, the person, the expert that you are going to ask for help, needs to be the person that you feel, this is for me. And maybe that will be Rachel after our little interview, because she really is determined to help so many women out there to get that transformation. And it makes me feel a little bit like I was about 20 years ago, because I believe we have about 18 years difference. And so today I am still every single day really believing that my seven-step method can help anyone out there to go from stress into authentic success. And I stand for it. And I believe Rachel is the same. She really, really, truly believes in what she does. She loves what she does and she does what she loves. And she's a very vibrant person. And I really am looking forward to have this conversation with her so we can both inspire you to maybe today, maybe this conversation will help you to finally get into your birthright of transformation, into your birthright of balance, inner strength, and all these things. So I'm looking forward to this conversation, and I will see you after the interview on the other side to let you know what I got, which insights I got from it, and how it has impacted me so that I can be of even more use, more inspiration to you. I'll see you on the other side. Talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to each and every one of you. And I, as I said in the intro, I am so excited today to talk to Rachel Sacerdoti. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle. I'm really excited to be here.
Now, as we just had a few minutes together to, you know, to get to connect and to get to know each other, you were telling me that you have had 40 years behind you. And can you tell us a little bit what has happened in your life that has brought you today to be this founder of It's So Simple Method? What has formed you? How do you come here today to who you are?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to tell you. So I'm actually 44. Okay. I am a mom of three kids, a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, and an 11-year-old. Mm. And I've struggled with my weight, body image for most of my life, for 39 years. I've done every fad diet under the sun, without really realizing that the true change that is needed is authentic, hard work that will not only give you amazing change, but will become a sustainable change, a lifestyle change. Mm. And I recognized that at age 39, when I thought to myself, okay, I've tried everything under the sun. What do I need to do now? I obviously need to try and do something different. And this time I think it's going to be hard work versus choosing the easy way out. So I decided to, you know, really try and work on my health, improve my diet, become, you know, move a lot more, take up some exercise, weight training. And, you know, lo and behold, here I am today, 4 or 5 years later, having lost over 30 kilos. But more than that, wow. I've had a total inside out transformation, mm-hmm. physical, emotional, spiritual. And with this, I started It's So Simple 3 years ago, with the aim to help women mm-hmm. out there who want to make a similar change to their life.
But I have a question on your false body image. I mean, I see it in my practice every single day. And because you are mainly having women as your clients, don't you?
Yes, mainly
so
women.
I just, and Women really, I mean, already as young girls, we are, how do you say that, conditioned with that false body image. Where did your false body image come from? Have you
Right.
realized that?
So, yes, I grew up in Singapore. My family were that their business was fashion, and so I was constantly around fashion shows and models and
Wow.
magazines and all
Ooh,
of
that's a
that. And
dangerous world, isn't it?
yes, dangerous, but also the lack of education. Like,
Oh.
I had no education on how to look after myself as a child. You know, what are the things that need to be done? What are the types of foods that you should be eating? Zero education. I can't even blame it on myself and say, well, I knew and I just didn't do it. I actually didn't
Didn't
know.
know.
And I think that is, you know, a massive thing that needs to be recognized in today's society is to focus on the younger generation and to ensure that they have this education, they have the know-how so that they can make sure that they are looking after themselves and their bodies and their health. Because at the end of the day, it's not just, you know, physical health, body image. It's a lot more than that. It's about, you know, your health, your muscle mass, how that controls your metabolism. And once you get that to a nice, good level, your chances of, you know, getting diseases are much lower. So it's a very important thing for a person's health, not just body image. And I just
No,
want to be
but
very clear
don't you
about that.
agree that it starts, I mean, the psychological side, the mental side starts with, you know, how somebody looks at themselves in the mirror and what they see. It's kind of, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that is a massive thing in today's world
Mm.
because we have social media out
Yes.
there. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, all these things. And you know, 85% of what you see out there is false.
Yes.
When you go on someone's account, it's, you know, full of filters. And fine, sometimes there is a space to use filters, but not in the way that it's being used most of the time. Most bodies you see have been airbrushed to be made narrower and more shapely, jawlines more
Yeah.
sharp. Cheekbones. So it gives people false expectations and it makes someone want to achieve something that is actually unachievable because it's been done by a computer.
Yeah.
And that is a massive psychological
Yes.
problem in today's
Problem,
society.
challenge. Yes. Yes, I agree. So, when you say that today you have had all these results, what would you say was your first heart? Because I believe if you say in your story, you can hear that you've tried a lot of quick fix methods and all sorts of things. So, what was that shift that at 39 you wanted to get out of that vicious cycle? How did you, what happened there?
Yeah, so I found myself at that point, my kids, I had 3 kids under 5, and I found myself unable to do simple things with them, like take them to the park about a 10-minute walk away from my home. And they were like, Mommy, let's go to the park. And I was like, no, can we just sit down and watch a movie? Or can we just sit down and build a puzzle? Because that's all my body was capable of doing. My feet were chapped. My back was hurting because I was carrying all this extra weight. I was about 90 kilos. And I was actually traveling. We were in Bali with my family, who are back in Singapore. And my brother sat me down, and he goes, "Rach, I don't recognize you. You're just totally different." And I said, "You know, you're right. Like I've kind of lost myself. I've had 3 kids very close together. I have very little motivation. And here I was, you know, eating an ice cream in the jacuzzi, talking to him." Like probably my third ice cream of the day, actually. And he said, you know, like you're a very all or nothing person. You've always been black and white. How about you try baby steps? And in my head, I'm like, I don't do baby steps. You know, if I'm going to do something, I have to do it 100% perfect, or what's the point? But actually, I learned from that talk I had with him, and I thought, you know what do you lose? You're not doing anything anyway, so why don't you put in 50% and make it sustainable for yourself, and maybe something will change. So I did just that. I came home and I decided That was the end of it. I needed to get a hold of my life. And instead of having this 100% mentality, I thought to myself, baby steps. Let's start by walking around the block. And, you know, within 2 weeks, that became a walk to the park. And within 2 weeks, that became exercises in my bedroom. And slowly, slowly, I developed this trust in myself and in the process. And I started seeing results. And I made sure that I was accountable to people. So I told random people, this is what I'm doing, and watch this space. Because if you don't put it out there and if you don't make yourself accountable,
yes, I agree.
What you can just duck out of it and no, you know, you don't feel anything.
I agree.
So it, I went through a whole process, and it was that conversation, that just an honest conversation that hurt me, and I was quite embarrassed by it, but it triggered something. And I think, you know, these days we're all very scared to talk about weight, body image, you know, because it can be quite triggering. And I understand that, because I know those feelings.
Isn't actually, it all about vulnerability, Rachel? It's isn't it about putting yourself, you know, in a space of vulnerability and acceptance of what is now? Isn't that an important first step?
Absolutely. But, you know, being vulnerable can sometimes be triggering. And being triggered is taking you out of your comfort zone. And it doesn't always feel comfortable for people. So it's really about kind of just sitting with that, sitting with those feelings and saying, okay, instead of reacting negatively to these feelings, I'm actually going to sit with it because it's true. And, you know, hoping to utilize those feelings to make a change, which thank God I was able to do.
Is it so? Can I ask you, because it's so amazingly important to tell anyone listening to, you know, who feels in this situation as you were. I think that if you had this conversation with your brother 5 years earlier, or, you know, at certain times, you would have, like you just illustrated, maybe reacted with eating more food or saying, you know, bugger off. I'm not, you know, you're confronting me and it's none of your business. While now you were in a space of being able to take in what he was saying. Isn't that
absolutely
also a big
it was
moment?
The perfect storm. Absolutely. I had recognized it within myself, but I felt lost.
Yes.
I felt trapped. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to change it. And when he said that to me, I kind of recognized at that moment, maybe this is the change, Rach. Maybe the change is changing your perception of success. Because before I do, you know, it was 100% very intense, and then I'd burn out after a couple weeks and give up. Right? But now I thought, maybe if I did do this at a slower pace and didn't pressure myself into perfection, I could achieve things in a more sustainable manner, which is exactly what I did and exactly what I teach our clients.
I love it, because to me, it's not just even about what we're talking, the body and the it's also with any goal in life. For example, if you want to write a book, people want for years to write a book, to write a book, to write a book. I had the same thing. And then one day you say, and now that's it. I'm going to, you know, hire a coach or a mentor or something. And I'm going to make myself accountable in writing every day. Like, for example, half an hour. It's the same thing. So
totally.
What is your perception and your strategy? What would you say to the listener out there, that, you know, that person who is really wanting to achieve something, wanting to change, but is not doing it?
Right. I think that's a great question, and something that a lot of people are going to find very useful out there. I think, you know, if we want to transform our dream into reality, we need to, first of all, recognize what the dream is. It needs to be a clear goal, almost a picture in your head. What does that look like? What does that feel like? That needs to be the first step. The second step is obviously devising some sort of plan. So for me, it was like, I want to be a healthy mother to be able to take my kids skiing one day and surfing one day.
Oh, beautiful.
I am not going to be able to do that in the state, but that is my goal. Mm. How am I going to get there? So now there's a plan, a strategy. Mm. And that meant for me, right, I need to change my mindset. I need to ensure that I'm moving my body more. I'm doing the correct exercises. I am changing my nutrition. And I think after you develop that plan and that strategy, it's then having a good old chat with yourself and saying, this is going to feel hard, but you know what? I can't give up because it feels hard. I need to take myself out of my comfort zone and create the change. Because if I don't create the change, I'm sitting in the same chair that I've been sitting
next year, same time,
the last 5 years. And I think accountability is the last magic piece to this. As I said earlier, if you make yourself accountable to people, anyone, your husband, your kids, your cousins, whoever it is, friends, you have something to lose. You've put yourself in a spot now. And there's that tiny bit more fire behind you to keep you going and to get you to your goal. And I found that very useful.
Don't you find that that's my experience in my practice is when people make that kind of a commitment to their closed ones, their environment, it makes a difference, but it's a bigger difference when they have someone like a coach or a mentor or to actually really regularly come into like a session or a moment in time where you discuss your progress and your pitfalls and isn't that, because you can't do that really with a cousin and a husband.
Absolutely.
It's not the same thing.
Absolutely right. And that is why my program that I run, It's So Simple. One of the main pillars is accountability. So there's fitness, there's nutrition, but there's also accountability, because we have this in a few different ways. You have your team of coaches who you're working with who hold you accountable. They literally check your progress every Monday. So there's no escaping, there's no hiding. It's a total non-judgmental kind space, but we are here to keep you accountable. And also we have groups. So we have a community whereby people work in. So in a sense, they're all keeping each other accountable because they're posting their badges and posting their meals. So everybody feels part of this machine now. But I also think that when I was on my journey, I didn't have It So Simple. So I didn't have that framework to work within. So I had to find a way in which I could put myself out there. And some people do it on social media. You know, they'll go on their Instagram and say, I'm about to make this change. I'm going to post every day of my journey. And it keeps them going.
Yes.
But yes, I agree. Having a coach, having a program, having whatever, a therapist, whatever it is extremely helpful. Yeah.
And so what has been in your journey of the last 4 or 5 years, what has been your biggest challenge, your biggest obstacle, your biggest stress?
I would say in relation to my journey and my line of work, I'd say keeping my mindset at a healthy level, because you can learn the fitness very easily. You can learn the nutrition very easily. You can overcome those challenges, whether you have a painful back or a painful shoulder. You can overcome that, right? But your mind is the single most powerful thing in any journey or transformation that anybody wants to make out there. And keeping my mindset healthy and moving forward constantly. I'm still on my journey. I'm no expert. You're never finished. I'm still learning and I'm still on my journey. And I think keeping my mindset moving in a positive direction always is something that is my biggest focal point. And sometimes, yes, I will regress. You know, there could be things that happen. You get ill, you get injured, your kids are sick. And things just take a different turn than you were planning. And mindset can falter. But again, we're not working to perfection here. We're working to make progress. So even if it falters, just get it back. to where
That's
you need it to
life,
be
to be honest.
and move ahead.
It would be
Absolutely.
surprising if there wouldn't be any, you know, downfalls, if there wouldn't be any obstacles.
And I truly believe that you learn the most in life from downfalls, from
Yes.
mistakes. That's the biggest learning opportunity. So actually, if we started to look at downfalls in a positive way, we can take so much from this. It's just a different perception of it, because you can say, I failed and feel like absolute rubbish. Or you can say, okay, it hasn't worked out quite the way I wanted to, but what can I take from this? How do I change this, turn it around?
It's like
So
Wayne Dyer's quote, Rachel, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You know, it's all
exactly.
about perception and interpretation and how you make your reality of it, hey?
Yeah, totally. And I will say that if I heard this podcast 5 years ago, I think you need to have superpowers to be able to do that. I cannot do that. That like, I'm not as, deep as this. I can't do these things. Anybody listening to this has the power to do that. You out there have the power to do that. It is not difficult. It just requires the acceptance that it's not going to be perfect first time around. And you're going to build your brain muscles just like you build your
Any, yeah,
biceps
of
or
course.
your hamstrings. It takes building, just as you would, anything in life. So yeah, just want to put that out there because it's really important.
And so, is there another mindset advice, or strategy that you have to keep that mind health on a, in a healthy level? Or is that in your program? Is that a part of your program, the mindset
Yes, we
strategies?
talk about all of this with clients and help them through because it's a very vulnerable journey, to be on. And so there are a lot of coping mechanisms, but I think that the two things that we talk about most is A, don't be afraid of it doesn't need to be perfect. Just move forward. Create progress. That's all we need. We don't need to, aim for the stars. We need to just aim to move forward every single day and week.
I agree.
And the other thing is, if you don't move forward, it's fine. Just accept it. Come to terms with it. Don't berate yourself. Don't beat yourself up. There's no guilt. There's no judgment. Jump back on it. I think those are the two things that have helped me most as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, as a business owner, and as a coach, in my life.
I really appreciate what you say because judgment is such a big thing in society, in our lives. We, you know, as children, I always say, and I see it in my practice when I do the hypnotherapy RTT, we have been judged so much in the first 10 years of our lives that we become our own biggest judges, you know, judges and inner critics. And isn't that what you aim, you know, what you're explaining here? That we need to
Absolutely.
quit that judging, you know, part in us.
Very, because very often, we see people as judging us, but actually it's ourselves judging
Yes. It's our
ourselves.
inner
Yeah.
world, yeah, showed by our outer
Exactly.
world.
Exactly. And I think that just understanding that, and again, triggers people, it takes you out of your comfort zone, it doesn't feel nice, but I think understanding and accepting this is the first foot forward to being able to create the change.
So, what is now, how can people get hold of you? What is there a website? Is there a freebie somewhere? Is there, how can people get to know you and get more
Yes,
news about your program?
absolutely. So we have our website, it's so simple.co.uk. So you can listeners can log on there to learn a little bit more, but also our Instagram. We're extremely active on Instagram, and we give a lot of healthy recipes, workouts to do. I do live workouts sometimes, and for free for any followers to join into. And lots of posts about motivation and, you know, a lot of education around food and nutrition and mindset and all of these things. So my handle is itsosimple_RS. If any of you would like to learn more, please follow.
Okay.
I think you'll love it.
And the person who's now almost shifted by this conversation and says, maybe this is the right moment that I'm starting. I'm going to not just know about it, but do something about it. What is your first advice to them? How would
believe
you
in yourself?
Hmm.
Believe in yourself and believe that you have the power to do whatever you put your mind to. Don't aim for the stars. Don't, you know, move forward without a plan in action. There needs to be some sort of a plan, even if it's a rough plan. There needs to be a road to the goal. Mm. If there is not, you are bound to get lost along the way. And it sometimes it's very hard to jump back on. And if honestly, if anyone out there would love to make a transformation of whether it may be, you know, energy levels or muscle or weight loss or whatever it may be under this field, we would be so happy to lead you.
Yeah, there's a lot of distraction here in this society. So when you're talking about having a plan and having a focus, I call it focus, you know, on what is it exactly that indeed you want as a result. And there's so much distraction that people do get sidetracked because a goal seems like, oh, you know, now there's this in life and now life happens there. Like you say, your children, your... So that's what you are saying, that it's so important to have that end goal in mind, feel
Absolutely.
It, see it, and then have that plan
100%.
To do it.
And I think how we really help clients in the program tackle this is we always talk about a sense of routine and a sense of habit. So when you build something into your life, you make it a priority, it becomes a routine. Now, what I mean by this is, let's say you want to write a book. But you have kids, you have a job, you know, there's a million things to do. If you actually put it into your diary that every day at 3 o'clock, you're going to write 20 minutes, you are going to see that start happening a lot
That's
more
what I said,
than if
yeah.
you were just to, you know, take it day by day and say, okay, I think I have 20 minutes now. Let me start writing my book. When you want to get a workout in your week, you're going to schedule it in to make sure that it's done. And I think routines become habit. Habit create consistency. Consistency is the key to success.
Yeah.
So it's all a domino effect. Mm. Build the blocks.
I like that because you know why I like that, Rachel? Because my brand, Living Authentic Success, it's not for nothing that I put the living in it. And I think that's a little bit what you are doing with your program too. It's not just about the goal, the success, the whatever is success to you, to be the best mother, to have the best body, whatever it is, but it's living it, meaning that it's a lifestyle, as we said at the start. It's not just getting there. It's the whole, it gives me goosebumps when I talk about
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. It's the living it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think it, you know, the more you can understand about building the blocks, it really reduces stress in your life. And a lot of people may think about it as being, oh, you're so routine. Do you really put in your workout into your diary? Yes.
Yes.
That is going to benefit my health and will allow me to live with a good quality of life. So that is living. It's not being rigid and routine. It's actually living.
Yeah.
And I Beautiful. Totally agree with that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is there a quote or a statement that you in your transformation have lived by that has helped you through the whole process?
Yes, my favorite ones. Well, my favorite one that I say all the time in all of my workouts, and my clients know that it means the world to me. There is no change without challenge.
Oh, that's
the challenge,
a beautiful one.
It can be physical, it can be mental, it can be emotional, it can be spiritual. You are going to feel challenged, but it's okay.
Mm. Actually, we need to learn, certainly also the children in our lives, we are an example, they copy us. So we need to teach them that the challenge is life. I mean, it's good for us. It's learning curve. Mm-hmm. It's like we discussed, you know, it's the challenge is actually If we don't make mistakes, if we don't have challenges today, we haven't lived. You know, that's what they often say.
100%. It builds resilience.
Mm.
And I think it forces you to almost look at challenges in a different light, because you can see it in the light of, oh, I have a challenge. I'm so doomed and my life sucks and I'm just going to go and hide under my covers so I don't have to deal with it. Or how do I overcome this? What am I going to learn from it? How do I put this into action in the next challenge that I have? And that's character building right there. And I want my kids to go through this. So when they have challenges, I'm not the sort of mom that goes in and says, don't worry. I'll take it all away. No, sit with it, feel uncomfortable, figure it out, because that's what's going to build them.
I agree.
Yeah.
And teach them not to stay in that victim modus. Because
totally.
So many of us, of people, but certainly also I see youngsters, a lot of them are in the victim modus.
Totally.
So can you say to us a little story, just to finish off, a little story, an example of someone who came into the program without naming any names,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Just a little story so that the person listening that we're talking to now at this moment is really getting a little bit more grip on what can happen in the transformation.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can't even really speak about one person, because, you know, we have been lucky enough to go through these transformations with, I think now over 3,000-4,000 women.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them will come in and experience a proper transformation. So it's not just about a few kilos on the scale, but, you know, women come to me feeling out of control, stuck, trapped, anxious, depressed. They lose body confidence, their relationships with their spouse suffers, with their children suffers, within the workplace suffers. You know, you're not productive in a workplace or at home with your family if you yourself are feeling depleted. Mm. That's just, you know, that's just reality. And I think coming into a program like It's So Simple and being forced to take 30 minutes to yourself a few times a week, that's 3% of your day. Imagine 3% of your day to fill your tank.
Mm.
Give yourself the movement,
mm.
self-care, focus on what am I going to eat today? What, you know, how, what is my day going to look like? Plan a little bit. The changes that can come out of 3% of your day are massive. It will have a domino effect on your whole entire life, body confidence, you know, just everything I mentioned, spouse, children, workplace, friends, family, everything. And I've seen hundreds of women come from crying on the phone when they first talked to me on our first phone call, crying, like really disturbed at where they are finding themselves, to a few weeks or months later, losing 10, 15 kilos, even more. We've had clients 30, 40 kilo loss. And, you know, it really does play a massive part on your self-belief, you know,
yes,
what you perceive to have achieved, your confidence.
Mm.
And that's just
your self-worth.
You know, the world is
yeah,
an oyster.
Mm. It's also about self-worth, eh? Not just 100%. Self-image, but also about self-worth, because that's the worthiness. The self-worth is actually one of the basic ingredients for any success, really.
100%. And I think, you know, giving yourself just that little bit of time to fill your tank every day is vital. We can't keep on filling everybody else's tank, but who's going to fill our tank?
Yeah.
And, you know, women especially, we have the house, we have the kids, we have jobs, we have the cooking, we have, you know, everything kind of falls on our shoulders. And not to say, you know, my husband's amazing, he helps with the kids, he helps with everything, but as a mom, there's always going to be that innate,
yes,
responsibility for these things.
Mm.
And, you know, 4 years ago I wasn't filling my tank at all.
You were that example.
Wake up, work for everyone else, and then just exist. I don't want to just exist.
Mm.
I also have the right to live.
Mm.
And now I'm living and it feels amazing. And I recommend it to everyone.
So it's a transformation. I always talk in my practice about the transformation of being lived and being in the trunk of your car instead of sitting in the driver's seat, you know. So women need to get back in the driver's seat and take care of themselves. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity, I always say. So thank you so much for this conversation, Rachel. Is there any last word, something that you want to, just 30 seconds, something that you want to mention?
I think I mentioned it earlier, but I really do think that sometimes people just need to hear this, is that, you know, believe in yourself. You have the power to make the change. And even though you're sitting there going, I don't, I've tried it before, it didn't work, try again.
Okay.
You never know what can happen.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation. And I'm going to get back to the audience just now after this little break. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you for coming back. And as I said to you in the intro, this is a lady with a mission. She's so vibrant. She has this vibe on her that I feel very inspired by, because she was saying to us that she talks about that lifestyle change. And that is why she and I, we both have programs and guidance that make you accountable, that help you to not just change, but to have permanent change, long-lasting change, lifestyle change, because that's what we need. Little baby steps, what she was talking about, little baby steps that really make you feel the win-win every time. So you move forward, and it's all about progress, of course, not perfection. That is such a big thing. And what I loved about our conversation, when we got to the point that I was asking her, what exactly was the light bulb? What exactly was the red light? I always talk about the wake-up call that she needed to actually do something about it. Not just know that she needed to change, but to actually start doing it. And it was a conversation with her brother. Now, I certainly hope that the conversation that I had just had with Rachel Sacerdoti, that that might be a light bulb moment for you, that that might be just that little igniting little, how do you call it, like little fire that you need to take action. And so she was saying to us that if you want to transform toward a goal, you need to have that goal visualized in your mind. You need to feel the goal. And that is one of the things why The Secret has been such a, you know, a mind-boggling change in personal development. But the one thing missing I found was about the feeling of the goal, not just the seeing and the writing it down and the wanting it, but the feeling it. Like, what does it do to you when you will have had that result, that transformation, when you will have achieved that goal? How will that feel? I do that also in my RTT sessions. It's very important. If you can see and feel the result, it is so much easier to actually move forward towards it. And so she says that you need that accountability and that community. And for sure, it's so much easier to have a coach, to have someone to that you make that makes you accountable. And so it is important to keep that mindset. That mindset is such an important part. She says it's so important to keep that mindset at a healthy level, which includes why healthy? Not too strict. Not too strict, because if you're going to be judging yourself all the time, that's not it neither. So you need to go for progress. Once again, that's what she said. Go for progress, not perfection, and stop judging yourself. Every little step, every baby step is a win. And there's two things that she mentioned that we can take from this conversation. And that is, first of all, if you want to build in change in your life, if you want a result in your life, first of all, you need to believe in yourself. Because whatever you put your mind to, you have the power to do it. That is self-worth. That is discipline. You have to believe in yourself that you can do it. And then you have to build in the routine, the habit, the consistency of doing it again and again and again, so that you are starting to live it, to actually really, and I get goosebumps when I talk about that. It's about the living authentic success. It's about living those habits, living that change. And so when she talks about the quote to, I'm going to end with that, because I found that such an amazing quote that Rachel was telling us, is there is no change without challenge. I'm going to repeat that one. There is no change without challenge. And so if you feel that you are in a vicious cycle, it is often because you stay into your comfort zone. We need to step out of that comfort zone so that we are challenged, that we are growing, evolving. That's where change happens. So I really love that quote, and I trust that you enjoyed this talk. Now, if there's anything I can do for you, if you have any question, any feedback on this show, on this beautiful interview, whatever it is, feel free to please go and write to me, danielle@danielsacks.com, or go to the website, book yourself a call. If you want to take action with Rachel, then of course you can go to that website about It's So Simple. I really love that name. And so you can book a call there and start your shift out of that vicious cycle, out of that stuckness, towards change, towards life-changing change, towards lifestyle change. And I really wish it for you. I trust you are going to have an amazing week. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sacks. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesacks.com.